Our national unemployment rate has been declining somewhat steadily, and as of the beginning of the month, it's sitting at 3.6%. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported we saw gains in food services and drinking places, social assistance, and financial activities. Our next guest, though, says unemployment figures miss a big part of the story of jobs in this country. Patricia Cohen covers economics for the New York Times, and she's written a recent piece on this topic. Patricia, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much.
Why is it important for us to look beyond the unemployment rate to understand what it's measuring, what's not being captured here?
So on the one hand, we hear and we've been hearing for quite some time now how the unemployment rate has been on this downward slide, which is great news. And in fact, it's recently hit this year the lowest level in 50 years, which sounds like we've got this incredible booming economy. And while the economy is certainly doing better, what the unemployment rate really doesn't capture at all is the quality of a job in terms of the pay, the steadiness, the stability, the working conditions. And so what happens when you start to talk to people, you realize that even though there's this very low unemployment rate, it's kind of masking another reality, which is that a lot of people do have or piecing together some kind of work, but it really isn't stable. It's not secure. They can't depend that it's going to continue for a while. It might be contract job to contract job. And there are other measures that look at that, but it's important to remember that you know, the jobless rate, because of the nature of work, has changed a lot. It isn't capturing everything we'd like to think about when we think about our people steadily working.
You've been talking to people to report on this and kind of uncover what this really looks like, especially as people recover in the aftermath of the Great Recession. Can you tell us about one of them, share one of their stories?
Well, you know, one of the things that I found really incredible after publishing this story, and I had written about this woman, her name is Laura Ward. She lived in New Jersey. And she told me a story about how about 3 years ago she was working for an advertising agency, a small one near where she lived, and they lost a major account and she got laid off. And basically her situation has been that she has applied for hundreds of jobs, and she kept an incredibly detailed log of every job that she applied for. And she still has not been able to find a permanent one. And so she has worked. So there are many times when she has not been included in the unemployment rate, because which there's a survey done and she might have been working on a contract job or a temporary job. But in terms of a full-time steady job that she can depend on, she hasn't had one. I've spoke to other people who haven't had that kind of steady job since the recession in 2009. And the thing that I really was blown away by was when we published the story, we opened comments on it, and hundreds and hundreds of people started sharing their stories, and I shared a bunch of them on my Twitter account as well, of people in the same position who had, you know, who certainly had credentials and qualifications, but were not able to find a kind of solid footing. And I think what this really shows is that, yes, we've had a recovery. It's certainly better than it's been, but it's still very fragile for many people. You know, they've found a foothold, but it's kind of grounded on loose rock.
And do we know, is this a regional issue or an issue in certain places, or is this really across the board nationwide?
So, I mean, it's like anything with all of these national statistics that we know of. There's obviously huge differences, and that's true of anything. There's incredibly affluent areas, counties, cities, urban centers, for exactly, are doing much better than rural centers. And you can see that nationwide. Even within a city, you can see kind of neighborhoods where there's that are very depressed with high unemployment rate and a lot of other, troubling factors. And nearby, a few blocks away, there's a very high income level. So there's a lot of variation, but that variation is across the country. And I think that you can pretty much go anywhere and find the same phenomenon.
Patricia Cohen covers economics for The New York Times, and we're talking about what work really looks like for people across the country, whether it's steady or in contract work, small spurts of work, or if it's just long-term unemployment and how people cope with that. Patricia, when we talk about gaps in resumes, it makes me wonder how employers look at this. I mean, there's a pressure to get something on your resume to show that you continue working, right?
Right. I mean, one thing that there is one statistic that I think is interesting, and you mentioned long-term unemployment. And what that means, long-term unemployment basically means if you've been unemployed for 6 months or longer. And despite this record low national unemployment rate, the percentage of the group that is unemployed and has been for more than 6 months, this long-term unemployment is higher than it was before. So what we do see, what economists who have studied this see, is that if you've been unemployed for a while, it becomes harder and harder to find a job. Employers begin to wonder, well, why hasn't anybody else hired you? Or, what's going on? Or maybe your skills are out of date. And so that becomes a problem. Gaps in resume has always been a problem. We've seen that particularly, in fact, even before the recession, particularly for women, let's say, if they took off a few years for child raising or something like that. That's very difficult. Another factor, I think, is a lot of these automated screening programs that a lot of employers use now, where they're kind of screening through, they have essentially artificial intelligence screening through the applications, and a lot of them, don't even ever get seen by a live human being.
So if you do have a gap in your resume, you don't even have an opportunity to explain it if you feel comfortable telling the future employer what it might look like, because you've already been kicked out by a system.
Possibly, right. Possibly.
And, what then do we need to do if we have people who are doing short-term work, are trying to stay afloat, and they're really struggling to secure these jobs with reasonable income? Like, what needs to change?
Well, I think what we're seeing is that, and obviously this is part of the national discussion that we're having now, and that's attendant to the presidential election, which is that how the nature of work has changed and how bargaining power of workers has declined over the decades in relation to management. And so, what you've had is there's a lot of reasons for that, the decline of unions and other things. But in terms of, workers being able to organize and really lobby for, whether it's better working conditions or wages or hours or whatever, it's a very difficult kind of hand-to-hand combat, or I guess it would be more business-to-business combat.
And what are you going to be exploring next as you look at the economics of work and you're talking with people about their jobs?
Oh, well, this is a topic, that it's kind of infinite. There's never an end to the kind of stories and looking at what's happening in the economy in terms of people's jobs and businesses. And, of course, there's a lot of concern what's going to happen when the business cycle turns again, and there's another downturn, which people expect in the next couple of years, if not next year. And so, one of the interesting things we saw recently was a strike at GM by workers, which was a sign, I think, on the one hand, that workers were feeling a little bit more confident there to be able to demand that some of the rewards of the economy's recovery be shared more broadly, not just among stockholders, but also among the labor force.
Interesting. So paying attention to how workers are responding and what we see there.
Right.
Patricia, thank you for breaking it down for us, for explaining it today.
All right. Thank you so much.
That's Patricia Cohen of the New York Times. She covers economics, and she's digging into some of the unaddressed job issues that people are facing despite these low unemployment figures. She's also the book of In Our Prime, The Invention of Middle Age.